Saturday morning. Ben woke up feeling terrible. The bag was safely at the police station, but he still had to face Lucy. Ben sat staring at the telephone. He would have to phone Lucy and cancel. He was just about to dial when his phone rang.
Ben, can you and Jay come down to the station as soon as possible?
Said Officer Spencer.
What's up, Officer Spencer?
It's easier if we talk here. Come as soon as you can.
Okay, I'll call Jay.
Ben called and told Jay what had happened.
Oh no! What if they think we took some of the money?
Said Jay.
Let's just go down there and find out.
Said Ben. Then he called Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. I'm really sorry, but I have to cancel our date today.
He said nervously.
You sound weird, Ben. Is everything all right?
She asked.
I have to go down to the police station. I don't know how long it will take. I'll tell you all about it when I see you. I'm really sorry about Adventure World.
Said Ben.
It's okay. You're not in trouble, are you?
She asked.
No, I don't think I'm in trouble. I'll call you later.
Okay, Ben. Take care.
When they arrived at the station, Officer Spencer was waiting for them.
Hey, boys. You're not going to believe this,
he said, smiling.
That bag you found? Well, we located the owner. Nobody in Parkdale has a car that matched your description, so I called Madison PD. They checked their database and found it and called the owner. That bag had been reported missing by a Daniel Kramer.
I understand his son Alex is one of your classmates.
Alex's dad? Is he in trouble?
Asked Ben.
Not at all,
said Officer Spencer.
I've heard some strange things in my years as a police officer, but I really had a hard time believing this one. Here's what happened. Daniel Kramer is the main supporter of the homeless shelter in Madison. They needed money in a hurry, and it had to be cash. Anyway, that morning he had some time before a business trip, so he drove Alex to Parkdale. They went to have breakfast at Parkdale Cafe before school. After breakfast, he had to leave quickly to take the money to the shelter before going to the airport. He said goodbye to Alex, who walked off through the park to school. Mr. Kramer went to the car park. He checked his pockets for his keys, but he couldn't find them. He put his bag on the trunk of the car to look inside it. The keys weren't there either. Just then, an important business call came on his cell phone. He walked back into the restaurant to look for his keys while he was talking. They were still on the table, so he picked them up and went back to the car, still talking on the phone. He completely forgot about the bag and drove off. The bag must have fallen off the car when he turned onto Riverside Road, where you found it, Jay. He only realized it was missing once he got back to Madison. As he had a plane to catch and no idea where the bag had fallen off, he just drew out more money from the bank for the shelter and notified Madison PD that he'd lost the bag somewhere between Parkdale and Madison.
Why the weird note?
Asked Jay.
The shelter really needs some more space, and another floor had become available in the building. But somebody else wanted to rent it. The owner told Mr. Kramer that if the shelter wanted it, they had to pay the rent that day, in cash, or he'd rent to the other person. The note was for Barbara B., the shelter manager.
Well, I'm glad that's all over,
said Ben.
Not quite,
said Officer Spencer.
Next time you and Jay find something, Ben, bring it in straight away, okay? That way there can be no, how can I put this, temptations,
he said. Officer Spencer laughed. He was a cool guy.
And one more thing. Here, this is a reward from Mr. Kramer.
Officer Spencer gave both boys $100. Saturday afternoon. A warm wind blew the colorful flags as Ben and Lucy rode up to the top of the roller coaster. At the top, the car moved towards the big drop. As it tilted forward to fall towards the ground 30 meters below, Ben felt Lucy's hand grab his tightly. They both screamed all the way to the bottom.
Ah!